Yeah, you can tell that I talk really low because, like, I'm watching and it's...
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
I am leaned back, though. So if I lean forward...
You're good. Like, you can be like this.
Yeah.
Just as long as you're, like, here. You know what I mean? Or you can be like this. It's up to you.
All right, let me slide the chair over. I like to lean back a little bit.
It's up to you. I'm just going to try this.
Taste test?
Huh? Oh, we're recording right now. We can talk about whatever.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to figure this out. Because, like...
What?
I don't know. You're
tangerine, mango, guava, strawberry. That's a lot of flavors.
I was going to say, that sounds like a fucking train wreck. Not too bad.
It's not sweet.
Is it your typical, like... No sugar. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad. I got the punch with no sugar too. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Forget about them.
As you can see, me and my dad already started a little conversation, and then me and my sister did a little conversation over there.
What the fuck?
There's two bars. No, one right there and one over there.
Oh, the blue and then the yellow. And...
Yeah. We were talking about music stuff, and then my sister came down, and she wanted to talk about how. Coney dogs are overrated?
No, they're not.
Yeah. Well, it's because you live here, right? And I'm not from here. You know what I mean? So we're not used to it.
Right.
So.
That's kind of like Powers, though, too. That's a right. Hidden gem that nobody really... That's one of those...
Right. But, like, we were having a conversation, and I was like, well, sometimes you want, like, a hot dog like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. With, like, chili and cheese on top. But she's like, a lot of people get that every day. You know what I mean? And I told her it's because they're used to it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't get me wrong. I love some Coney dogs, but I'm not going to eat it every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. But it's a good business, though.
Yeah. Like, variety is the spice of life, though.
And so. The one downtown is really good because I like the burgers and the chili.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Just had dinner.
Sorry. What'd you eat?
Just a frozen pizza.
Frozen pizza?
Yeah.
Well, like a Jack's or something?
Yeah, and I put barbecue chicken that I had from the night before, so I put leftovers on top of my pizza and
nice. Yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah. Just speak of anything you want.
Trying to think of shit.
It's a little different once we're, like, on the spot.
Well, not really. I mean, all we gotta do is just, I don't know, what would be a conversation of what we'd have in the car.
See, and I had a lot of ideas, but now I can't think of any.
That's how it usually happens. Let's talk about math.
Math?
Math.
Why math?
Actually, why don't we go with what we wrote down in the car? What is your inspiration? Why are we doing this?
You start.
Me? I start?
By the way, there's a charger right there. I don't know if it fits in your phone.
Oh, I charged my phone right before I came, but okay. Thank you. I don't know. It's something different to do.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't say that my ideas have to be heard. Nobody has to hear anybody's ideas. Let's be honest. But... I like it whenever I can express myself, and I don't really care if people judge me. I'm that kind of person, but...
Okay, same. Yeah, I just feel like something to do, you know what I mean?
Something to do, yeah.
Something different to do because...
A time filler instead of the everyday grind.
Right, because I'm a very... I don't really talk a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, been working on that.
So I feel like this could help me.
Yeah. Completely, dude.
You know what I mean? Get out of that bubble. And
I mean, I like my bubble.
Stay
away. But the communication thing can't stop because of a bubble. Mm-hmm. So
it's more of a not doing the same thing every weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it gets boring after a while. Like, okay, what do I do now?
Right.
You know?
You can't turn a love into a job.
Right.
You want to keep your love instead of like, I don't really want to do this because I feel like I'm forced to do this every day at the same time. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's like, I spending time with family, you know what I mean? It's awesome.
Yeah. That's a cornerstone, right. Really.
But this is like, okay, like, I'm going to push myself to do this.
Right.
See where it goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't know. I think that's kind of cool. Going back on the pizza. Now I'm thinking about that. You say you put barbecue chicken?
Yeah, I made.
What kind of pizza was it already?
Ham and mozzarella.
And you put chicken on that?
Yeah, why not? Technically, ham cheese comes from a cow. Ham.
So you have pork, chicken,
and a cow product. Yes.
Did you put the barbecue?
Nope, it was already pre-made.
Oh, okay. That's,
so
yeah,
I made barbecue chicken sandwiches the day before. Yesterday, I had enough that I could just kind of spread it over the pizza.
Mm, okay. Yeah. So it was Hawaiian barbecue chicken with bacon, basically.
No, it had like Canadian bacon. So
bacon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bacon.
Yeah, it sounds good. I want some of that. Damn. I don't know. It's like sweet on.
Mm-hmm.
On bacon. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, delicious. Just saying. Uncommon sense.
See, your voice sounds good, but mine doesn't. I was listening to my voice. I'm like, oh my god.
I don't understand why mine sounds good. Mine sounds like mean? It normally sounds.
Yeah, you sound normal. Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
I don't know, you might be trying too hard or something.
I'm talking normal. And then from there, we can just make like,
whatever you a couple do, episodes. You just cannot make me sound smart.
All
right.
What do you mean? That's going to be all you, man. No.
No, I get into stupid, deep topics that nobody really needs
to get
into.
That's what's great about it. You know? Yeah, you have to be like that.
Right.
You have to have people ask questions and hate you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know about hate me, but it you know I mean? Get I
but
get the
there's gonna be
it.
Those people that are like, well, they yeah. don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, if this goes somewhere, we're gonna get a lot of hate mail.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's gonna be awesome.
Well, that's why whenever we were talking about it in the car, you're all like, yeah, we can tell people where we're at, and I'm all kind of like, hell no, because I already know I'm the guy that's gonna get shot by
we'll do like a P.O. box or something. Yeah.
Okay, so think about it like this. I'm talking about a VPN, so if you want to watch Netflix just to watch the different shows.
Uh-huh.
If you have a VPN, you can choose over 190 countries that Netflix is in. So your movie library literally just shit all over your mind. Like, it will take over the rest of your life if you want it to.
I like that.
I mean, that's the best way I can explain that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, once again, if you watch a TV show from Japan or something like that, their television shows are going to be completely different. Like, I know for a fact that, like, they like... Okay, so commercials are a big, big thing there. You know what I'm saying?
In Japan?
Yeah. Okay. Like, they sing songs over, like, karaoke that are ads that they hear on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, their television shows, like, in America are, okay, we're watching TV, blah, 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 30 minutes, we get 2.5 minutes worth of...
Ad?
Yeah. Drain your mind time. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Because they want you to buy their product or whatever. But at the same time, like, in Japan, it's like, you get 15 minutes of commercials for 15 minutes of TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you look at their culture, they don't really have very much time because they're... If you're in a big city, it's move, move, move. If you live in the rural area, I'm pretty sure that you don't have the internet like that. I mean, it's kind of like, now I'm not trying to be like saying that they're underdeveloped or something like that, because I'm sorry, but you go to the middle of Wyoming, good luck getting your fucking internet connection unless you got like Dish TV or something.
Yeah. Now, is from what I see though, I don't have cable or nothing, but our our commercials, it's basically just sell, sell, sell.
Yeah.
Now, in other countries, their commercials is basically advice, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. I've heard of this. Like in, I'm not sure well, if it's true.
I can believe that. Right? I mean,
but like in Canada, like
they're giving you statistics on something that will better your life.
Yeah. You know? Instead of just selling you something.
Well, I mean,
that's crazy.
It, okay, think about it like this. The United States is the only country that has completely blacked out undercover police cars. Every other country across the world, if you look at pictures of their police cars, they're bright police cars. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we're here to help you.
Right.
We're here to help you, not, okay, we're going to do some shady shit off to the side and sell some drugs to get this guy to go to prison. That's not cool. You know what I'm saying? That's, but you see that in American society. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry. When was the last time? When was the last time you could run up to a police officer and be like, "Hey, can you give me a ride somewhere?" They're gonna be like, "Call a fucking taxi."
Right. That sucks. And that's true, because I remember going to I got hurt at work, and I had to go to therapy in this little clinic, right? And my sister drove me. This is before I used to drive. And she left the car lights on, right? So basically, we needed a jump start. And there was a cop parked right next to us, right? And I asked him if he can give us a jump start. And he said he couldn't do it. And I'm like, to serve. You know what I mean?
Yes. He's like, it says on the side of his car, to serve. I mean,
he wasn't a dick or nothing, but he was like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, see, which
and is... And I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, in a way, that's kind of shitty, but in another way, you got to think about their situations that they get put in. So, I mean, but once again...
Right. I wasn't mad at him or nothing, but...
If you don't want to be shot at, you don't take that kind of job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I understand if you have a feeling to protect your community, but at the same time, priests think that they're protecting their community by handing out free food to... sometimes the people that's doing the bad shit in the community.
True.
So
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Whether your help actually hits the right kind of nerve in a person is whenever it matters. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically what it breaks down to.
Damn. Going back to Japan, you said something about eating. Right? How they take their time to eat. Yeah. I remember you saying...
Well, that's... Once again, that's in every other country besides America.
Right. I remember you saying they take, what, like an hour to 2 hours to eat their...
Yeah, because it's a family gathering. I mean, it's...
But that's like a... almost like a religion to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for us, it's like, okay... You have a break. You have a 10-minute break.
Oh, you eat your food. Yeah, America, it's all about what's...
Right.
How fast can you inhale this without tasting it, but saying that it's good?
Even if you go out to eat, though, like with your family, you're still, like, eating super fast.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get to enjoy it. You know what I mean?
The worst part about it... Okay, so I used to work at a big-name restaurant.
Uh-huh.
So whenever I was working there, it's kind of weird because we... The restaurant was good enough that we had a line out of the door, okay? So, it was crazy because you got to a certain point whereas people were eating their meals where you would literally... I worked in the back. I couldn't handle being around people because my F word and my sailor talk kind of offends some. But, no, like... you'd hear these waitresses come back and they would literally complain, oh my god, this table's been sitting here for an hour and a half, blah blah blah, and I'm all like, dude, it takes us 25 minutes to get them food. I mean, right there, that means if they've been there for an hour, they've only had their food for maybe 30 minutes. Now, once again, we are in America, so we're supposed to eat faster, blah blah blah, but no, there is no, like, waiting around. Like, the waitresses will actually try to shove you out of the door if you try to have a decent... I've had that happen. Yeah, like, hey, I got your check right here, and then they come by, like, it's... And I think it's hilarious, because I've worked in the restaurant industry. I know what those people go through. They go through a lot. But if you break it down, most of the time, from the time that you sit down at the table to the time that you take your order is the longest time that you will sit there, mm-hmm, waiting for somebody to take your order. After you get your food, that will be the most you will be visited by your waitress, because she's trying to get you the fuck out of there.
That makes sense. Wow, okay.
I mean, if you really think back in your restaurant thing,
yeah,
it takes forever for them to get there, and as soon as you get your food, it's 15 minutes, every 15 minutes. You need anything else?
That's kind of true.
Here's your bill. And they do it like criminals whenever they slide your stuff onto the table. They're like, here you go.
Yeah.
You owe me this. I'm sorry. I'll see you later. Bye.
Right. Yeah, they'll come by and be like, take your time. And then they put the check in front of you. Yeah. Which doesn't mean take your time. Basically.
Hell no. Hell no. That's them putting the blinders over your face right before they hit you with a baseball bat. Like, get the fuck out of my
house. It's kind of funny because once they give you the check, they won't attend you no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all like, okay, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done. I'm done serving you. That's it.
Right.
Now, once again, like I said, I've worked in that restaurant, the restaurant industry, which you have too. I completely understand that you have to make your money, and I like what they did in California with a couple restaurants.
What's that?
They stopped doing the tips only pay. So there's a couple restaurants in California that the waitresses get $15 an hour.
Okay.
You don't get as soon as you come in the door, you're actually discouraged to give them tips, because if they're paid an hourly rate with insurance benefits, mm-hmm, they're more likely to work and give a better customer service, because they already know their money's going to be there on Friday. You know, I don't know if they get paid on Friday or whatever, but their paycheck is there on payday.
So you're not allowed to give tips?
It's frowned upon. That's how... Well, and once again, it goes down to, okay, so you got two people going into a restaurant. You have a guy in a nice business suit. Mm-hmm. He's going to get a lot of attention and a lot of, even though if he tips shitty, because he's dressed real nice, doesn't mean that he's going to come off of his money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas you have somebody that's in beat down clothes, just trying to go out maybe once a month, they're likely to give you a $20 tip, because they don't get that kind of service every day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whereas the businessman has probably been to 5-star restaurants and your measly little whatever restaurant. I'm trying not to name drop anything.
It's okay.
But your fucking Applebee's, uh-huh, they're going to be like, here's your $5 fucking dollars, bitch. I mean, you're good. I'm out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's that fair wage thing. Who in the fuck wants to make $2.17 an hour? You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. Who wants to make $2.17 an hour?
What do they pay at IHOP?
At IHOP, it's like $2.35 maybe.
An hour?
Yeah, an hour. If you're a waitress.
Jeez.
Yeah.
They still do that?
Yeah.
Or they raised it?
If they did raise it, it'd be in the three.
Oh my God.
Because whenever they do that, they do it by the percentage. So it'd be like 10% on whatever you were allowed to make last year. So if you made $2, then you're allowed to make $2.17 instead of $2. You know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of money.
Why do they work there? They could go anywhere else and make more money.
It's ingrained. Think about it. Whenever you get to high school, if you want that car, if you want that insurance, if you want this, you want that, you better go to work. Who wants to hire you? nobody wants to hire a kid that doesn't know anything. You know what I'm saying? So the kid has no options. The kid, what does the kid do from no options? Instead of working construction, yes, construction is extremely hard work. It's not fun. It's not easy, but you gain a skill that will make you thousands and thousands of dollars in the long run. But parents and teachers don't want you to, they want you to keep going to school. You need to be smart. You know what? Some of the smartest people I've ever met never went to college. They went to be construction people, and they've made, some of these people have houses that I wish I could live in. You know what I'm saying?
Because of what they learned?
Because of what they learned. That's crazy. They bought a piece of land.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, guess what? For 3 years, I did concrete. I know how to lay the footer to my fucking own house. I can build a basement. So while I'm working at this construction company, I can start building my basement. Oh, well, I talk to this plumber every day while I'm laying these basements. He's teaching me how to plumb. Next thing you know how to do all your plumbing in your basement. After that, framing, woodwork, shingles,
I feel siding, like from there,
that's so easy.
From there, all the other side jobs are like so easy for them to get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's like, I will name my buddy Andrew Heil. Mm-hmm. He worked construction. He just got a job at a union. He just quit his job at the union. Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
He got his job at the union, honestly, 6 months or a year ago. Well, they're basically, he didn't like the way that he's being treated as a union worker. So basically, there was a four-man job. They had to lay 10 light pole bases, like concrete bases, to put light poles on. Whenever he showed up, one other guy showed up. They ordered all the concrete for every last one of those bases. So that's 10 bases for four men.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two guys working. They don't get a break. They don't get lunch. And he works his ass off the whole time for his boss to show up. His boss to show up 6.5 hours late.
Wow.
And not wanting to work. He's already got 8 laid, and then the boss is like telling him to double check all of his measurements, even though that they're all measured correct. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he quit his union job because the company that had the union that he went through was not doing very well with their union management. So
yeah,
it's just, yeah, like, well, hell, I went with him that one weekend. I told you.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, I don't make very bad money, but whenever I need to make some side money, I went and hauled shingles up a ladder for 3 days, four hours a day, something like that. Like, I think I maybe worked 15 hours. The guy bought me lunch, bought me breakfast whenever he picked me up, bought me a pack of cigarettes. You know, I didn't buy anything the whole time. As soon as I sat down on the work truck, everything was provided for.
Right.
Get to the job site, I run shingles up a roof. It's hard, not gonna lie. I'm a small stature guy. It was hard, but I ran like 160 square. Not fun. But I ran it, a single story house. So if you put the story out there, they're gonna laugh at me like you're a little pussy. But it's okay. I did it. I'm a factory worker. I turn a fucking wrench with nuts and bolts. That's it. And I drop something into a box. That's what I do mainly. But
the difference is you want to work though. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you want to make
people money. Are lost whenever you got to realize you can make friendships anywhere you go. You can have conversations anywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever you go somewhere, realize what you went there for.
Right.
You don't want to miss the mark. You go to the grocery store, you don't buy a TV whenever you need all the groceries in your house. You know what I'm saying? Which people do this. There are people that do this.
Yes.
But at the same time, if you know you can recoup your losses and you can at least get dinner for the night, I mean, right. I guess do whatever you want to do. It's your money. But no, anyway, 3 days, 4 hours a day, I made $300. I mean, damn. And I didn't work that hard. I walked up a ladder, dropped something on a roof, walked back down a ladder. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, I felt like shit after the 3 days because I haven't worked that hard in a long time, but I know if I need to make me some for real money, I'll call a construction company. And in all honesty, a lot of times you can just walk onto a construction site and be like, hey, where do I sign up? And they'll be like, can you bring tools tomorrow?
Yeah.
They'll find something for you to do because it's a fading trade. That's what I, Mike Rowe. Fuck yeah, Mike Rowe. Because Mike Rowe likes to show people that you need these trades if we want our country to grow in a proper way. Like, I miss the 1940s and 1950s, where if you were a man or a woman, you could actually, well, back then the women not so much.
Right.
Let's say the women had as much freedom as the men did in 1940s, 1950s.
Okay.
Both had equal freedom. And you can get into construction trades and you can make a decent living for your family. And you could actually provide for your family and have your weekends off. And you, whenever I was a kid, people went to the lake, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You lived in California. People probably went surfing for the weekend or camping somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
It was more to the lake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, going on a hiking trip or something like that. Yeah. And that's what, to me, it is like basically the American dream. You know what I'm saying? To be able to provide. Not work, well, I mean, you're going to have to work to get whatever you want in our country.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is. But what's missing is the simple fact that people can't look past their own noses.
Okay.
Because if you want to build something bigger, you got to think, how can I help, but how am I also not going to hinder? And most people are like, how am I going to help myself?
Mm-hmm.
Which that right there hinders everybody else. Because you close off a resource for everybody.
Right. Damn. Going back to construction and working at McDonald's, right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? I feel like everybody wants you to work at McDonald's.
Yeah, they want you to figure out the corporate situation that you are in right off the bat.
Yeah.
Which, like,
what they say in the, like, when the hiring process, like, oh, we'll get you through college. We'll provide anything you need. You know what I mean? I think that's what, you know, baits people into working for them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a monetary
gain in some way or fashion.
Right.
Because, let's be honest, whenever people think of education, you are not thinking about a college education. You're thinking about the long run.
Right.
How much money am I going to make doing this? How much money is it going to cost me to go?
How long is it going to take?
Exactly. Which, in all honesty, if you break it down, time is money.
Yeah.
Money is time. You only get so much time. You can make unlimited amount of money. But if you only live to be 35 years old, what the fuck is your $10.7 trillion worth whenever they bury you?
Right. But I feel like you'll learn more in a construction job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you learn this great thing called common sense.
Yeah. But I feel like you're working at a construction job. Let's say you're young, right? Straight out of high school, whatever. Just saying. You'll learn how hard it is to work, basically. You know what I mean? Physically.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and another thing is if you start working construction early.
And not just construction. It can be any other job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, anything that, like, is very, very interesting to a person's psyche. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay.
It's like that mental, like, you know, training, basically. You know what I mean? Like, you work this hard before, and then you go on to the next job, and whatever, you find another job, you're like, oh, crap, this is easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't get that. You know what I mean?
I was actually looking something up the other day. It's, there's one doctor. He just started a new, it's like a psychotherapy type deal. It's called Flow. Okay. So basically on this chart, I'd have to bring it up and I'd have to show it to you, but it's really neat. Basically, on the flow chart is time stops for a person.
Okay.
Okay. Now this is
interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So basically time stops for a person that whenever, okay, so you got a piece of paper and a pen so I can draw this for you. Actually, I usually have a pen on me. No, I don't.
Actually, there's a, yeah, right there. And there's a pen up there.
All right, so this is not a vagina, Yuli. I know I'm dirty-minded, but I'm going to... does the pen work?
Does it?
Yeah,
it does. Oh, I have one, my bad.
No,
part of my EDC. My bad.
We'll use this one since it's already beat up. But basically...
Trying a rectangle?
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Okay.
All right, so there's... Basically, there's three lines this way, three lines this way. Flow is up here. And then right here is... I can't remember how it's like abstract or something to do with your mind that does not stimulate your mind at all. But anyway, the farther you go this way and like let's say that it's low on this side but long on this side, it'll create boredom.
Okay.
So if it's real high on this side and real low on this side, it'll create like a stagnation in your mind. Like it has to be at this perfect angle, mm-hmm. and your mind just flows with it. And I mean, you play the drums. There's certain times where just all of a sudden it feels right to just be playing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And you don't like...
That's called being in the pocket.
Yeah.
With everybody else.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the pocket, right? So as soon as you're there, the time around you stops. That's whenever you're the perfect...
That's crazy.
In perfect flow with everything around you.
Yeah.
And that's what this doctor is trying to explain to people. So, like I said, I'm going to have to figure out more about it. I'll re-look it up. But, yeah, that right there, like, made a lot of sense to me. And you can do this with any kind of thing. Like I said, I just explained it with the drums. Hell, it's the day that, if you're a roofer, it's the day that you put a... gigantic riff on in literally a day, you know. It's all like, wow, I was going without actually realizing I was going, you know.
It's kind of like when you're at work and you're so in flow, right?
Yeah.
That basically the bell rings and it's breaking, you're like, what the heck?
Yeah like, exactly. What?
It's lunchtime already.
It's like, it's whenever you go back, you come back in from lunch or break, or you first come in and right. You start working, it feels like 5 minutes later it's like ding, and that lunch yeah. bell, like, what the f*** just happened? I just lost 3 hours of my life.
Yeah.
Which,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into it. The guy has a book. Like I said, I'll figure out who the author is. I'll figure out what the book is because, I mean, how they explained it, it made a lot of sense.
Okay.
Just in general. And I believe that can work for anybody.
Right.
Just for the simple fact, you have to find that thing that is yours. Like, I don't care. There's two Ferrari IndyCar drivers that drive the exact same car, but if you switch their cars, that's not their car.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to find out what's yours. So, yeah, that interested me a lot the other day.
That's interesting because when I lose the time at work, right, and yeah. I'm just going and going, like, what are you thinking about?
What am I thinking about? Like, half the time I'm not even thinking.
That's crazy going. Because I'm always thinking, but at the same time, like I'm just moving.
Yep.
And I'm thinking of what I'm working on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm building something, right?
Yep.
I just keep going, but I'm also like thinking about things that inspire me. Like okay, like I'm making goals. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm gonna do this.
And that was part of that scale.
Right.
Because. That's what part of your flow comes from, is from having a impossible goal.
Right.
You have this impossible goal that you cannot attain because you've never attained it.
Right.
But you have to have enough stimulation within your mind and your body to focus on trying to reach that goal, and then that's where you start hitting your flow, because you can reach your goal, excuse me, so much faster.
Right. That's crazy. Like, damn. So now you hear your other coworkers saying, man, it's only like, what, 4 o'clock, right? And yeah, and they keep complaining, you know? Like, for them, I feel like all they're doing is worrying.
Yeah.
What the next minute is going to be about.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
What's the next thing going to go wrong?
Yeah. Like,
they're not the optimist, they're the pessimist.
Right.
So as soon as you destroy your own focus at work, you're going to destroy your home.
You're done.
Whole night.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it kills
you. And that sucks, because that's like negative energy that's passing on to you. And you're just like trying to work.
That's usually whenever I start getting angry.
I see that. Yes.
Because it's not the simple fact of who I'm working with or how I'm working or anything like that. It's the simple fact that I have one person so angry with their situation, mm-hmm, that they don't want to work. And then whenever that happens, like, I can force myself through that. But then you see it literally pass on to the next person and the next person. And then you have 5 or 6 people that are like, man, what the... It's all this one person's fault.
Everybody starts complaining.
Yeah.
And
then it's a ball of nothingness.
Yeah.
You stop and you create static.
Yeah.
You want harmony.
True.
That's the way that you need it to be.
Yeah.
Be part of your harmony, not the working force against it. I feel bad for you.
Why?
Because editing sucks. Because I ramble.
What do you mean? That's fine. Shoot, I love doing this, man. That's my thing.
See? Then there you go.
Yeah.
You'll find your flow.
Like, I'm going to listen to this whole thing once you leave.
Like 12 times?
No, I mean, yeah. But, like, I'm just going to cut out, like, the, like this. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or I can leave it in. I don't care.
I was gonna say, first couple, I mean, raw, unedited. Well, yeah, we're
you sound pretty intelligent. Just saying. Huh? You sound pretty good, intelligent.
I'm not intelligent, though. I mean, that would be my disclaimer. Anything that I say is, take it with a grain of salt and a fucking tall work boot, because you might be stepping in a pile of shit.
Right. And you can curse, man. It's okay.
Yeah, I know.
Don't worry about it, people upstairs, whatever.
Sorry. I'm dead serious. That's like a thing. Like, whenever I used to go to church, I used to cuss all the time. And then one day my grandma smacked the shit out of me at church. Yeah. Like, she taught me real good. Just one good backhand. Bap. And then, like, anytime I go around people that, like, attend church, especially since today is a Sunday.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, no, don't do that. Now, right. If you're playing video games, oh my God. Yeah, you guys would be like,
Yeah.
It'd just be like one long beep. Can we make that a channel? Just beep. And we'll just throw random words in.
Right.